From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station have opened the hatch on history. They've cracked open the first supply ship operated by a private company to dock at the station. The Dragon capsule, owned by SpaceX, docked there yesterday, and NASA's Mike Sofferdini says he's impressed with the SpaceX team.
They completely built and tested and flew this spacecraft in a manner that has really has been just remarkable.
NASA astronaut Donald Pettit was the first one into SpaceX's Dragon capsule, and he says it smells like a brand new car. He and his space station crewmates have until the middle of next week to unload the capsule and refill it with gear for the return to Earth. Forecasters have issued tropical storm warnings for the southeast coast from northeastern Florida to South Carolina. They say a cluster of thunderstorms gathering strength and is expected to become Tropical Storm Beryl this Memorial Day weekend. Michael Brennan is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The tropical storm warning area extends from the Volusia Brevard County line in the state of Florida up to Edisto Beach, South Carolina. There's also a tropical storm watch north of Edisto Beach up to the South Santee River in South Carolina.
Meanwhile, driving rain is pelting Mexico's Pacific coast today as tropical storm Bud passes through. The death toll appears to be rising from Syrian government shelling north of the central city of Homs. Opposition activists claim some 96 civilians are dead since Syrian forces opened fire after skirmishing with insurgents in the area yesterday. Opposition leaders in Syria are urging the UN and its observers to do more to protect civilians. The BBC's Jim Muir in Beirut reports that unverified video from the town of Hula shows the body of children among the dead.
There are different figures from the various opposition groups for the exact number of people killed at Hula. They give figures ranging from 88 to over 100. All of them are calling it a massacre. A large number of the victims appear to have been young children. Activists said some of those who died were butchered by government militia, others killed in shelling or summary executions. Opposition groups are calling for a day of national mourning and for the UN Security Council to take action to stop the killing.
The BBC's Jim Muir. Good news for drivers this holiday weekend. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that gas prices are down.
Drivers can expect to pay less at the gas pump this Memorial Day weekend, though not much less. The average price for a gallon of gas is only about 15 cents cheaper than this time last year.
But we're still about 80 cents above where we were in 2010.
That's Tom Kloza. He's chief oil analyst with Oil Price Information Service.
So it's an expensive weekend, just not as expensive as we were led to believe that it might be.
And prices aren't consistently low across the country. In California, drivers are likely to pay a Memorial Day weekend record, around $4.30 a gallon. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. A massive wildfire in southwestern New Mexico has gotten the attention of hundreds of firefighters. The 130-square-mile fire has destroyed a dozen cabins and spread smoke across the state, prompting air quality warnings this holiday weekend. In Colorado, thousands of firefighters are on standby because of high fire danger there. The two candidates in the Wisconsin gubernatorial recall election had their first debate last night. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports that one contentious issue was whether incumbent Republican Scott Walker has attacked workers' rights.
A few months after taking office last year, Governor Walker curtailed collective bargaining powers for most public sector unions in Wisconsin. That launched the recall drive that will put Walker back before voters just 17 months into a four-year term. Democratic challenger and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says Walker actually went after more than public employees.
It's about the middle class and whether people who work in the middle class have rights, whether they have safety rights.
Walker replied that he took on special interests and that his state budget reforms are working. The recall election is June 5th. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Police in Indiana say a gunman who took hostages yesterday at a real estate office in Valparaiso has died. The gunman died at a hospital last night. He had apparently shot himself twice in the head while a SWAT team stormed the office after the hostages were released. Police Sergeant Mike Greena says police have discovered a motive for the man's actions.
It was not a domestic disturbance. It's an issue over the gunman believing somebody inside the building owed him some money.
SWAT team members stormed the office less than 2 hours after the hostages were released. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.